What's up, guys? Welcome to the American Sports Podcast. It's Sam here today with another solo episode, and this is actually part 6 of 9 of my NFL preview series on the pod. Excuse me there. And in this series, I'm going through each division and just going over each roster and, you know, what I think of them along with my standings predictions. And that's really the main point of this. I want to give you guys what I think will happen with each team in terms of records. So, we've actually already had one NFL game played. That is the Buccaneers and the Cowboys. However, in this episode, that does not matter at all because we're doing the NFC North. And that division is made up of the Green Bay Packers, the Detroit Lions, the Chicago Bears, and the Minnesota Vikings. So, let me just rip out my standings predictions right here, and then we'll get right into it. And so I'm going to go bottom to top in terms of my standings predictions, meaning the worst team that I predict, in this division to the top. And I mean, the order should be, I mean, the first and last should be pretty similar to what we've seen over the last few years. It's a little bit of a teaser, but we'll get right into it anyway. So, start with the Detroit Lions at last in the division, number 4 in the division at 3-14. That is good for the 16th seed in the NFC overall, which is basically, it's just the worst team in the NFC. And this Lions team isn't great, obviously. That's why I have them being the worst team in the NFC. They've got a new head coach in Dan Campbell, who has never played that role before. And otherwise, they've got some good young players, but just not enough depth around them. They've got Jared Goff at quarterback now, taking over for Matt Stafford. Stafford was great for them for many years, very durable, led them to a couple playoff berths. And so Goff is definitely a downgrade at the game's most important position. They have a nice running back duo of DeAndre Swift and Jamal Williams, though. They're two good players. And they have, like, no receiver depth, though. Like, their best receivers are Tyrell Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and, like, Quintez Cephas. That's not good. That's really not good. They do have tight end T.J. Hockenson, though, who was a 2019 first-rounder. So he figures to be their best target for Goff. So their offensive line actually isn't terrible. They have three nice pieces in left tackle Taylor Decker, center Frank Ragnow, and right tackle Penei Sewell, who is a rookie and probably the top offensive line in that offensive lineman in that class. So good trio of offensive linemen there, but still not the greatest guards. So not a great overall O-line, but you know, Decker, Ragnow, Sewell, all good players. Defensively, they'll probably have even more issues. I mean, they have Trey Flowers coming off the edge, as well as the Okwara brothers. Not a lot of depth inside, though, and not a lot of depth at linebacker, though. All they did add Alex Anzalone in free agency. They also get Jeff Okuda in his second season. He was pretty dismal last year for them, but, I mean, he obviously has a ton of talent. That's why he went third overall in 2020. And otherwise, not a lot of impact players in this defense. But, I mean, hopefully they can get some development from Sewell, from Okuda, and otherwise, you know. Oh, and Hockenson as well. They got to get some development from him and DeAndre Swift. So, you know, I just listed off 4 good young players who have potential. So, I mean, the foundation is there. They presumably will have to find themselves a franchise quarterback in the coming future, though, as I do not think Jared Goff is really the answer. But we'll see what Dan Campbell can do with this team. You know, just the combination of having a brand new head coach and then just not a great roster, I don't think that equals a lot of wins. But, yeah, so that's why I have the Lions at 3-14 right now. The third place team in my standings predictions for the NFC North is the Chicago Bears. I've been going 6-11, and it's good for the 12th seed in the NFC. And, you know, this Bears team is worse than it has been in the past, for sure. Worse than it was last year, and worse than it was, you know, back when they made the playoffs in 2018, I believe. Yeah, the 2018 was their their golden year, but then the Cody Parkey kick happened. I won't drag that in case you're a Bears fan. But yeah, so at quarterback, I mean, they are presumably better, you know. Fourth quarter Mitch and, you know, Nick Foles, not a great duo there. But they now have Andy Dalton and Justin Fields, the rookie number 11 overall pick out of Ohio State, who figures to be a really good player for a long time, but I don't know about this year, especially with the supporting cast. And at receiver, they have Allen Robinson, though. He's still a top-tier guy. He catches everything and great hands, obviously. They have the young Darnell Mooney there as well at receiver, plus the young Cole Kmet at tight end. I think Jimmy Graham is still there as well. Then in the backfield, they have David Montgomery and Tariq Cohen. Excuse me, two good young players, though. The offensive line is the real concern for this Bears offense. They were going to have Tevin Jenkins play left tackle, but he is missing the season. Otherwise, they have James Daniels and Cody Whitehair on the inside of that line, but not the best offensive tackles, and really those two are the only notable O-linemen on the team, and even they're, you know, not that great. So this offensive line is going to be pretty bad. And when you have a rookie quarterback like Justin Fields, you need a good offensive line for him to succeed. I mean, Justin Herbert actually did do pretty good last year with not a great offensive line. But the way Fields plays, he might need a lot of time to process this year. And if he's getting pressured like every play, I don't think that's a good recipe. But they have some decent skill players with guys like Robinson, Mooney, and Montgomery. But that offensive line is a real concern that I have for them. And then on defense, they're just aging, really. I mean, Khalil Mack's getting up there in age, you know. We'll see how much he has left in the tank. Akeem Hicks as well, Eddie Goldman, all those guys are probably slightly past their prime. Mack is still a really good player, but, you know, I mean, he's on the wrong side of 30, I believe. And same with Hicks. Actually, I want to look up Khalil Mack's age. I don't want to get that wrong for you guys. Yep, he is 30. So, I mean, I guess technically not on the wrong side of 30. That would technically not be a true statement, but he is 30. And I believe Akeem Hicks and Eddie Goldman are as well. And a linebacker, they do have Roquan Smith, though. One of the few, you know, younger stars on this defense. And then at cornerback, they have Jalen Johnson, who's another good young player for the defense. However, he has not really been the quarterback one yet. You know, Kyle Fuller was last year, but he departed. So Johnson is going to have to be the main guy since they really don't have any depth behind him. Then they have Eddie Jackson at free safety. He's also a good player. Yeah, I mean, that's basically it for that defense. I think the secondary depth will be an issue for them. And, you know, the fact that Mack, Hicks, Goldman, and like Danny Trevathan, all those. Oh, and also Robert Quinn. They have Robert Quinn off the opposite edge. All those guys, you know, they're aging. You know, this defense is on. They're closer to a rebuild than they are to, you know, being a championship caliber defense as they were in 2018. You know, they're closer to a rebuild than they are to then. So, yeah. That's pretty much all I got to say about the Bears. You know, obviously they have a presumable franchise quarterback in Justin Fields, but doesn't look like he has the tools to succeed a lot this year in my eyes. And we'll see when he ends up starting. Andy Dalton is going to be the starter tomorrow and maybe for a bit longer, but I do expect Fields to be a starter before long just because the Bears fans want him to be, you know. They're going to be booing Andy Dalton so much. I honestly feel bad for Andy Dalton because he might give the Bears the best chance to win right now. And that's not a popular opinion in terms of anybody, but I do kind of think that. I don't think Justin Fields is ready for the NFL game. And I think we saw why in the preseason. But anyhow, Bears at 6-11. I'm not counting on a great season for them this year, but they can be good going forward for sure. So, let's move on to our second team in the division, and that is the Minnesota Vikings, who I actually have in the playoffs with the 7th overall seed. And the Vikings had a rough year last year, especially on defense. They were just very shorthanded. They have a ton of injuries. And I think it'll be a lot better this year, especially on that side of the ball. But we'll start with the offense. They return Kirk Cousins, who's always solid but never has been great in his time with the Vikings. But they still have the explosive running back, Dalvin Cook, as well as Justin Jefferson and Adam Thielen at receiver. So a lot of good skill players on this team. They got Chris Herndon as their tight end now. They traded with the Jets after they lost Irv Smith to injury. So Herndon's a nice, decently young player. So that was a nice replacement for Smith for sure. And otherwise, on offensive line, they've got a good young O-line. They finally kind of rebuilt it, it looks like. They have left tackle Christian Darrisaw, who had a stellar season with Virginia Tech in 2020, and that boosted his draft stock all the way to the first round, which is where the Vikings took him. Otherwise, they have Ezra Cleveland at left guard. Plus, they have Garrett Bradbury, who was a first-rounder in either 2018 or 2019, former first-round pick, Garrett Bradbury. And who else do they have? They have Brian O'Neill, who recently signed a massive extension for $18.5 million a year. Over 5 years. So 5 years, $92.5 million. And, you know, I thought that was, you know, I didn't know Brian O'Neill was that good. That's what I'm saying. But they value him a lot, obviously. And he's definitely a solid right tackle. So they've got two good tackles now. They've got a bunch of young pieces. And if they've developed to the point where they can all be very good starters, then this Vikings offense will be very good. And Dalvin Cook will run wild. I'm fading here. Yeah, so let's move to that defense then. The improvements were made. And they get Danielle Hunter back off the edge. They get Michael Pierce back from COVID opt-out on the defensive tackle slot. Then they also added Dalvin Tomlinson on the inside as well. So good defensive line there. They still have that linebacker duo of Eric Kendricks and Anthony Barr. I think they both missed time last year, so those are more injuries. And they have the young Troy Dye as well. I like him. He came out of Oregon a few years ago, and I think he could fill in nicely in, you know, maybe a third linebacker role. And that's secondary. So they've got Harrison Smith at strong safety, who's an Iron Man. He's a great player. They replaced Anthony Harris with Xavier Woods at free safety, and they added a bunch of cornerback depth, including Patrick Peterson, and they also added Mackenzie Alexander back. So Patrick Peterson looked not great last year with the Cardinals, but I mean that's still great experience to have with the Purple People Eaters. And otherwise, who else? They lost Jeff Gladney. I think he was released because he had some legal issues. But they still have Cam Dantzler, who was a 2020 pick. Otherwise, who do they have at cornerback? I feel like I'm forgetting somebody. But they definitely have improved their cornerback room. I'm determined not to look up any depth charts, by the way. This is all off the top of my head, so I'm not going to look up the Vikings cornerbacks. I know they improved with, like, Peterson and Alexander. I feel like they have a little bit more, but I am not looking anything up. I will not do it. But that's the Minnesota Vikings right there. I think they had a chance to make the playoffs with last year's roster too, but they had a lot of bad breaks, and they did end up improving their record as the season went on, but they are definitely better set up to do well this season, and I truly think that. So, let's go to the number one team, as you've all been waiting for. I did tease it at the beginning. It's the Green Bay Packers, and you know, the bigger surprise for you guys is I have them going 13-4 and finishing with the best record. Well, I guess technically not the best record, but the number one seed in the NFC. You know, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be on a mission. I really do. I trust this last dance narrative. You know, I really do. This Rodgers and Davante Adams hype, I buy into it. And this team is also really good. That's another part of it. They've got Aaron Jones in the backfield there still. A.J. Dillon will back him up now. And they hopefully will get Alan Lazard for a full season at receiver. Plus, who else? They added Amari Rodgers in the draft. They have Marquez Valdez-Scantling. So, good receiver depth with Robert Tonyan at tight end. who was a breakout player last year. And on the offensive line, they have David Bakhtiari, the best left tackle in the league, in my opinion, or at least among the best. He's coming off an ACL injury, but he'll be back at some point in the season, probably early in the season. And what else? They have Elton Jenkins, who's a good guard slash center for them. Very, very good, actually. And they drafted a center, Josh Myers, in the second round of this past draft. So we'll see how much he gets to play early on, but I'd expect he'll start somewhere down the line this season. So still a good offensive line. On defense, they had some issues last year defending the run and then defending the pass in the NFC Championship. But they have a good defensive line with Za'Darius Smith and Kenny Clark on the inside. Plus, they have a possible breakout in Rashawn Gary, who's an ultra-talented player who just has not really found his stride yet. But he did start to heat up last year, and he'll be a key to this team, to this defense especially. And if he can be a very, very good player for them, then this Packers team will be elevated in basically all aspects. And they also have Preston Smith coming off the edge as well. At linebacker, they lost Kirksey, but they did add Devondre Campbell, and they have Chris Barnes, I believe. So not the best linebacking core, and that's probably why their run defense wasn't great last year. But I think Devondre Campbell, you know, he was a very good tackler. I believe he led the league in tackles a couple of years ago, so hopefully he can boost that run D. Otherwise, their secondary is actually really nice. They have a good safety duo of Darnell Savage and Adrian Amos, plus one of the best cornerbacks in the league, Jaire Alexander, who is joined by Kevin King and Chandon Sullivan there on the starting lineup. Plus, they added Eric Stokes in the first round of the draft, who is super-duper fast. So, good secondary, good D-line. Linebackers, a little bit iffy, but hopefully Campbell can be an improvement. And obviously, you know, a very good Aaron Rodgers-led offense that has a lot of hype around it, since this could be Rodgers' last season in Green Bay. You know, I do really buy into the Packers' hype this year. I think they can go far, and, you know, you'll see how far I have them going in my final preview episode, part 9. So, yeah, that just about does it for this episode. That is my preview of the NFC South. I'm sorry, not the NFC South, NFC North. And so I had the Packers going 13-4, Vikings at 10-7, the Bears at 6-11, and the Lions at 3-14. So yeah, that just about does it. Follow the Instagram at American Sports Blog. Look at the blog on just any search engine. Type in americansports.blog, and you should be able to find it. Otherwise, like, you know, follow, share, do anything you can with this podcast. It's always appreciated. And otherwise, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed, and peace out.